a question to ponder on a snowed-in kind of day. Has Toronto ever been home to as many big sports personalities? You know, players who don't just talk a big game, but players who are considered to be among the elite in terms of peer respect. I mean, even the rebuilding Blue Jays still have Marcus Stroman showing you how many cars he has and how wealthy he is. You know, clearly, height doesn't mention humility. And sometime in April, the Jays are going to welcome the most highly touted prospect in Major League Baseball, and by a considerable distance, the most highly touted prospect in franchise history. I mean, I thought about this Monday as Raptors head coach Nick Nurse used his morning media availability to call out Kawhi Leonard. You know, somewhat gently, to be sure, but still. I mean, if you're a student of these media scrums, it was kind of neat. You know, Nurse essentially created his own opening, then stepped into it after it became clear the assembled media didn't know how to take it. I mean, it's understandable. You know, Operation Saving Private Kawhi has been one of the overriding storylines this season with the Raptors. You know, the sense being that no opportunity to tell Kawhi how much you love him and how much you want him to stay beyond this year should be passed up. You know, Leonard responded to the February blahs with a clutch performance just hours after Nurse's comments. You know, they kind of looked at everybody and said, nah, it ain't no big thing. You know, in fantasy world, the idea would be that Leonard had answered his coach's siren call. But Leonard kind of gives you the sense he isn't wired that way. It would surprise me if he had no idea, to be honest, what Nick Nurse said about it. I mean, the dude is consistently consistent. But I still think Monday was a kind of a demarcation point, both for Nick Nurse as a head coach and for the Raptors as a team. You know, to me, it was a sign. I mean, Marc Gasol's here. The All-Star break is upon us. But, boys, the stretch drive has just begun. You know, buckle up, all that stuff. Nothing, and maybe most importantly, nobody is off limits for the Toronto Raptors anymore. You know, and every coach has that moment in every marketplace, regardless of experience or pedigree. I mean, for me, Mike Babcock had it when he chided the media about being too critical of Morgan Riley, you know, raising the specter of Dion Phaneuf to slap some sense into all of us. And my gut tells me there's something else coming, too, with Austin Matthews, you know, who despite his new deal, was at times he's faded into the background a little too quickly and a little too easily. I think something's coming down the road with Matthews and Babcock. But again, you know, everybody has it. Charlie Montoya is going to get it too. I mean, trust me, at some time this season, there will be a time where Charlie Montoya needs to say something to Vladdy Jr. And it's going to be important because Montoya's career as a major league manager, it's this honest, it's this clear, folks. His career as a major league manager is going to be defined by how quickly Vladdy becomes a star. It really is that simple. So, it's quite a time to be a Toronto coach or a Toronto manager, let alone a fan.